All right, so here's my review of Scream 4. The spoiler-free first half of this little cast here. Second half will be filled with spoilers because that's what I fucking do when I do reviews. Ashley B, that's for you. Anyway, she's gonna be all pissed later. Anyway, so it was better than I thought it was gonna be because I thought it was gonna be fucking terrible. But it was pretty cool. Nice little plot twist there, but I did call one of the bad guys right away. Did not call the second killer, which disappointed me. Usually I'm pretty good at that kind of stuff. Like an identity calling the little kid out like 2 seconds in the movie, which was fucking awesome. But let's see. Downside? I don't know. It was just kind of like, pacing wasn't super awesome. It was pretty good though. It was just kind of a little off the whole way through. You know, it's kind of like some of the killings were a little crazy and the shit that happened. You know, it's kind of like, how do you disappear? You know, where'd he go? And then all of a sudden he magically appears kind of shit. Those always get to me. You know, sure, there's usually two killers, but you know, come on, kind of bogus. Other than that, it was a good movie. I recommend seeing it if you can. Rent it on Netflix, something like that, or on demand. Don't let Hayden Panettiere's butch haircut, you know, disturb you. She's still pretty cute. It does downgrade her cuteness. Unfortunately, she does not wear any skimpy clothing like the other chick, Olivia, who's pretty hot in it. But it's still worth a see. Okay, now time for the spoiler-filled section. So if you don't want to hear, you know, what the fuck happened, stop listening now. One, two, three. All right, so Call the Killer, like I said, I knew it was Emma Roberts. She did an all right acting job, you know, playing crazy bitch and everything. So that was good. I was pretty pleased with that part. I didn't call the other person at all. I totally kind of fell for the let's make it super obvious who it is, and then of course it wasn't him. I thought it was one of those like make it super obvious, and then they'll think it's someone else, but it was him, even though it was super obvious kind of shit is what I thought was gonna happen. But turned out no. And towards the end, I realized it wasn't him because of what was going on. I was like, oh, you know, somebody's gonna off that dude now, or something. But so I was wrong there, which kind of disappointed me. Once again, Hayden Panettiere's little butch haircut really ruined her because she's super cute usually. Matt kept saying that he was like, oh, she's cute when you look at her in the face. And I was like, that's because the hair plumes up still. And she's cute, so like she can make it. But the back of her hair was just awful. I don't know who her stylist, whoever said that was a good haircut, should be fucking fired, is all I gotta say there. You know, you almost thought she was gonna have a little sex scene going on. Didn't happen. Kind of disappointed there. I think it's funny that she's super tan when everybody else in the movie's super pasty, like everybody else. Somehow she's the only like tan. I don't remember if the Olivia chick was tan. She probably was. You see her like yellow bra kind of get up going on. Now her death scene is fucking awesome. I mean, like it was fucked up and it was cool. So I mean, I thought, and the way they killed the cops and stuff like that is pretty cool too. So I liked a lot of the killings in it. And they start going over the movie rules again. And there's new movie rules because it's reboot and all this kind of shit, which was fun because anybody that watches the original one, you know, the original rules were fucking awesome. You know, never say who's there kind of shit, which she does like a million times. Neve Campbell does a good job as usual. And then it was just, you know, Dewey was fun and everything. And they keep hinting at Courtney Cox and David Arquette's relationship, which was great, I thought, because it was like big inside joke kind of thing going on all the time. But yeah, if you get a chance to see it and you like those movies, definitely go for it. If you aren't a fan of old school kind of horror movies, then you might not like this movie because it's really old school. There's no like set up a trap of death kind of thing, you know, like if you're a Saw fan like Matt, so that's what he wanted. He wanted the gruesome, weird ass fucking killings. I'm more old school horror, so I really like this movie. It's very Wes Craven-y, so it was pretty cool. But don't have any time left. So thanks for listening. Hope you all like the review. Comment on it and bitch at me, and I'll do another one for another movie if I need to.